You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You know what this song is. Undoubtedly, it is All Your Ships Have Sailed by Troy Kingi from The Ghost of Freddie Caesar. Last night, there was a fantastic online celebration, thanks to COVID, of the 2021 APRA Silver Scroll Awards. This is an award that's super special in the music community. It celebrates songwriting, and Troy was announced as the winner. Other nominees for this included The Beths, Maisie Ricker, Anthony Tonin, and Tepene. And it's just a really special thing to be able to celebrate songwriting despite all the weirdness of the last year. And I got to have a wee chat to Troy about how he was feeling post-win. So let's have a little listen to that now. First of all, massive congratulations. How are you feeling about it?
I feel pretty cool. I've been watching Silver Scrolls since way back in the day, so to get one is pretty damn cool.
And for an extremely cool song as well, I have to say, All Your Ships Have Sailed is one of those tracks that once you've heard it, it kind of, I think, embeds into the back of your brain and stays there for a long time, which I think is interesting given the way that the Ghost of Freddie Caesar album kind of came about. For people who maybe aren't super familiar with, I guess, the history of this record, it's quite a special one. Do you want to walk us through it a little bit, Troy?
So basically, my dad been missing 17 years this year, and anyway, I found his property. My mum had stored some of his property, and I found this cassette with Freddie Caesar, which I'm in it. Fast forward 10 years, I had written those lyrics down to, and listening to that cassette like people used to do, trying to learn raps, I'd listen to it over and over until they'd written the lyrics down. I'd done the same thing. Fast forward 10 years, moving house, find the lyrics, can't find the cassette tape, think nothing of it, until I decide to do this 10 albums in 10 years thing. So start trying to find this Freddie Caesar guy, because I wanted to do an actual covers album of these songs, and can't find them anywhere. So all I have is these lyrics. And this particular song was probably the most bitsy of anything. There was barely anything to it. So there was parts like three daughters to adore who adore you, two sons that are both ballers. It's pretty much just me, this one. And the track itself, it was the first single off the album, but I also had it like the last song. You don't really put your singles as last songs on the album, but performing it live, it's probably one of my favorite tracks to perform, because we do like a 3 to 4 minute outro where we just jam out. It's a banging song.
It's amazing to see live. It really has a totally unreal energy. I think everybody, audience and band, I mean, it's very obvious you guys get right into the groove of it, but I think you pull the audience with you as well when you're doing that. And it's a really magic song, and I'm super stoked to see it celebrated with a Silver Scroll. It's not the first time you've been nominated in that top five. I think 3 times you've been up for it. As you say, it's quite an amazing thing to watch over the years, the different music that gets up for these awards and then wins them as well. You're very prolific, Troy. You're putting out a lot of music at a fast rate. When do you get time to listen around?
Constantly listening. Like, we're ready to drop the next album. COVID's kind of put the brakes on it, so it's still a few months away before we actually bring it out, but it's sitting there ready. I'm kind of trying to write the next one. Haven't written one note yet, but just listening to a lot of stuff. But yeah, There's been a lot of amazing songs written over the last few years. I've been lucky enough to be nominated, I think, once for As Technology. I think that year Marlon won. Nobody gets what they want anymore. And then the last one was Mind Invader, where Benny won it. So to pick one up is pretty amazing. You know, you look back through history and everyone that's won it, you know, they're people that are right up there in my book. And because of what it represents as well, it's solely on songwriting and the craft of songwriting. So
for sure.
So yeah, to get one is a massive honour.
It's exciting to hear that the new project's ready to go. Of course, fans of yours will be very familiar with the 10-10-10 project, 10 records in 10 different genres in 10 years. What can we expect from the new album?
Can expect a lot of synths.
Ooh, that's a change.
Yeah. I'm just going to push you in like the direction of Talking Heads meets Prince meets friggin' Michael Jackson. Straight 80s flavors going to be coming out of this one.
Amazing. That sounds very exciting. My brother and some of his friends caught you at Tora Bombora right before all the Omicron stuff kicked off.
Oh, yes. That's the only show I've had.
Yeah. They were fizzing. They came back and I was like, oh, how was it? And he was like, Troy King's new album is going to be amazing. So I'm super excited to hear what it sounds like. What's it like to play this new record? I mean, you've only got to do it once, but how did it feel?
Oh, man, there was a bit of pressure because it's our first time using tracks because there's so many layers to it. And if we were to have a full band, I feel like it would be closer to like 20 people.
Wow.
To be honest. So it was a bit of a challenge, but I can't wait to release it and actually tour it for real, because it's going to be a real fun one.
It sounds like it's going to be very special. Hey, Troy, congratulations again on all your ships have sailed, taking out the Silver Scroll. It's super awesome, and I'm super excited to hear what else you're cooking up. I enjoy celebrating, and we will talk to you again soon. Congrats again to the wonderful Troy Kingy. Silver Scrolls for 2021 happened last night. Not just Troy was celebrated. The 2021 APRA Maioha Award was taken out by Maisie Ricker and Seth Hapu for Waiti Waita. The 2021 Sounds Contemporary Award was for The Bewilderness by Plan 9, David Donaldson, Janet Roddick and Steve Rocker. 2021 APRA Best Original Music in a Film was Ali Lieberman for Savage. And the 2021 APRA Best Original Music in a Series was Carl Steven for Black Hands. In true Scroll fashion, the crowning jewel of the night was the amazing cover performance where an artist performs the winning track and does their own spin on it. And last night it was the wonderful Diva Mahal and a 9-piece band, including her sister Zoe Moon and also Astier on percussion and drums. And this is their version of All Your Ships Have Sailed by Troy Kingy.
It's free. Baby, what you propose?
Baby, what you propose?
You might as well start eternity. What you oughta think of it more, cause you got three daughters who adore ya, two sons who are both grown ups. All I want to say is I'm inadequate. Mama told me I would know when I should quit. Three daughters who adore ya, two sons who are both grown ups. All I want to say is I'm inadequate. Mama told me I would know when I should quit.
Literally stunning. There are some texts to that effect that have just come through. Absolutely amazing cover by Diva Mahal of All Your Ships Have Sailed by Troy Kingi, which was announced last night as the winner of the 2021 Silver Scroll, an award that celebrates songwriting, the craft of making a song, and is a very special one to take home indeed. So huge congrats again to Troy and to all the nominees. It's a massive thing to be nominated for that as well. If you want to go and watch the awards ceremony, it's half an hour and it's up on YouTube, and there's some really lovely videos from many of your favourite bands talking about writing music. Also, you can see that incredible performance by Diva Mahal up on YouTube as well. It's insane. You need to go see it. It's just amazing. The costuming is incredible. The 9-piece ensemble with Zoe Moon and Astaire and many other awesome artists in it. It needs to be seen as well as listened to.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.